The special one is broken. The special one is broken.
Well, I wasn't the only one who was late. Mr. Schroeder arrived.
Right down to the minute.
At least specify which clock we're looking at, though, when we say that.
I'm on and off. Say it's down to the room.
All right, yeah, so. Schroeder's not coming.
Give him more good news, Pius. I said it was already moving this direction.
Yeah,
this evening.
Rain.
I don't know.
It's like a light rain.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow. It's supposed to rain Thursday. Here comes. Both clocks are somewhere in the vicinity of 7. And we've got at least a minimum amount to start a meeting, so why don't we go ahead and go. I'm going to call this meeting of the Environment and Land Use Committee to order. The clerk would call the roll, please.
Anderson.
Here.
Dennis. Ammons. Bozier.
Here.
Schroeder.
Wasaki. Here. We do have a quorum. Need a motion to approve the agenda for the evening?
So moved.
Motion by Langenheim. Seconded by Anderson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We have two sets of minutes to approve. first set is that of August the 10th, 2009. Mr. Langenheim?
Aye.
Let's get a motion first, though. Ms. Anderson?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Langenheim.
Now, okay. I've got a couple of smooth-overs. I haven't gone through the whole thing, but do you want to hear about them, or should I just give them to the clerk? They don't change the meaning at all.
Are they more or less typographicals?
Yeah. Well, okay. They're not typographical. They're grammatical.
Oh. Well, why don't you give them to the clerk later?
Okay.
Anything else? All those in favor of the minutes of August 10th as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have the minutes of September the 14th, 2009. Is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Langenheim, seconded by Ms. Anderson. Discussion. Mr. Langenheim.
The clerk will be pleased to note that I haven't read these in detail.
Okay. Any other comments? All those in favor of the minutes of September 14th, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Public participation. We have Mr. Mike Tagby. Tag, thank you.
I'm here on the abatement agenda item. I can answer any questions that you may have now or when you call that one up at the pleasure of the chair.
Okay. Are you the attorney for the...
I am. I'm the attorney for Mr. Bateman.
Okay. Well, we'll call you later.
Okay, thank you.
If need be. Thank you. Kurt?
Good evening. My name is Kurt Bilta, and I'm the Information Director at the Champaign County Farm Bureau. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of the Champaign County Farm Bureau Board of Directors and its President, Jerry Watson. Tonight, I would like to encourage you as a committee to reconsider one policy that the Farm Bureau sees of great importance. We would also like you to add two additional policies to the Land Resource Management Plan that you'll be discussing later this evening. In regards to the policy to the plan, we believe that there are two areas that need to be further addressed in the plan: drainage, and farm-to-market transportation. First, we would like to see a new policy added to be numbered 746. The policy would state, the county will recognize the importance of the existing drainage district structure in the operation and maintenance of drainage. We strongly believe that the current structure we have in the county of managing drainage is the best method of ensuring that drainage continues to operate as it should. We would also like to see new policy 623 and then renumbered accordingly. The new point would read, the county will encourage the maintenance and improvement of the existing county road system in order to promote agricultural production and marketing. A policy like this will be advantageous to the county as more large equipment is being used in production agriculture. Additionally, some farming operations are getting more and more spread out, while markets are becoming fewer and farther between. Finally, at your last meeting, you approved revisions to policy 3.1.5, which deals with the number of new lots developed per 40 acres. These revisions referred to as a 1 plus 1 per 40 policy are simply not the direction the Farm Bureau wants this document to take. For several years, the Farm Bureau has been a staunch supporter of a 1 per 40 policy. In fact, at the last meeting, through both public participation and written testimony, we indicated our support for the language proposed by the LRMP committee, a 1 per 40 policy. We stand firmly behind the work and efforts of the LRMP committee in their proposal of such language that would truly have an impact on the conversion of farmland in our county. We believe that a 1 per 40 is the absolute best option rather than any other proposals, such as the one this committee approved last month. It is for this reason that I encourage you to reconsider your decision. The Farm Bureau would like to thank you all for your efforts, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, those are the only two who have indicated a desire to speak. So I will declare public participation closed, and we will move on. Next is the chair's report. The only thing I do want to report out is that our November meeting, again, will be preceded by a study session regarding the actions that we take tonight regarding LRMP. So that study session will start at 6. Okay. And then when that concludes, or whichever comes first, we'll move into the ELUC meeting. Start at 6. Did you have a question?
I guess I was wondering if we do pass the Committee of the Whole, and that's a Tuesday, would that be prior to that, or would it be if that starts in November?
If you approve Committee of the Whole at the October board meeting next Tuesday, you are going to have to deal with some of those issues. And I think until the board meets and deals with them, that question can't be answered. But it's something for you to think about. It might be a reason to wait until January to start it.
So in other words, stay tuned. Okay. Okay. Next up is a recreation and entertainment license. This is for a hunting and trading show this weekend at the fairgrounds. Motion by Mr. Mosier, seconded by Mr. Jones. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next is the Gene and Carolyn Bateman Zoning case 520-AM-05. Need a motion to get this on the table. Okay. There is a motion to defer. That has been seconded. Is there any discussion on that motion to defer? Sure.
It is entirely proper and legitimate to just let a motion die for lack of anyone introducing it or seconding it. However, under the circumstances, that is our very low attendance at this meeting, that probably would not be a good idea. Otherwise,
okay. Any other comments? All those in favor of deferring zoning case 520-AM-05 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So I guess you will have to wait till next month, Mr. Tagg. Next meeting, tentatively, November 9th.
Mr. Hall, if I may? If the meeting changes, is changed, would you let him know?
Thank you. Okay. Next item is the continuation of the discussion regarding the draft, the goals, objectives, and policies of LRMP. Is there a motion to put this on the table? Ms. Anderson moves. Is there a second? Looks like it's dying for lack of a second. Can I assume the same reason?
I think I'll second it.
Okay, you're going to second this motion? Okay. Discussion? Ms. Anderson.
I'm not sure how to do this, but I would like us to reconsider the 1 in 40.
Okay.
Amending it?
Yes, you need a motion to amend.
I would move that we amend it to read as the steering committee recommended for the 1 in 40.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Langenheim. Discussion. Ms. Anderson.
Yes, I'd just like to comment. I know that I voted for the other last time, being swayed that it couldn't pass, but it seems to me that if we are serious about protecting prime farmland, then we really ought to make it a little more difficult for expanding so many residential areas out on the prime farmland. And the steering committee, I think that required over a two-thirds vote, and it didn't have any difficulty getting that in the steering committee. And I think that shows, after much discussion, that there's a lot of support for that. And as I say, it seems that in the Farm Bureau, I know, has long supported that idea, and we have surrounding counties that have the 1 in 40, and we have some of the best farmland, not only in the United States, but in the world, and it seems that we really ought to be protecting it.
Mr. Mosier.
We're serious about protecting farmland. We wouldn't approve that RRO we just deferred till next month. That, to me, is a lot bigger problem than one house.
Or two houses.
Mr. Langenheim.
I would like to ask Mr. Mosier to give us a straightforward statement.
I would venture to say that if I took a poll of the farmers in my district, 60 or 65% of them are not in favor of something like this.
The chair would ask why.
Plain don't want to lose the rights they've got. You own it. I mean, you're dealing with land that's worth $7,000 or $8,000 an acre, and you're going to be reluctant to part with it. But when you get a situation like this Bateman thing, there's already three houses up there on that place, and you want to put three more on. And there's a road 20 feet wide. I think Chris made a good point when he said he's got to go up to Fisher to farm 400 acres, and you can't get through there because of mailboxes. And I farm against two of those subdivisions, and I can't get by one year without somebody thinking I killed a tree in their yard with Roundup. And it's never been the case, but it really puts a hardship on you. And we let those big subdivisions go in, and I've never had a problem with anybody that had a building site that was sold off a farm that people live in, which is one per 40 or one per 160. And it isn't going to stop it. I don't know whether it's one house or two.
So to summarize what you said, for the farmers in your district, it's a matter of the convenience, not the preservation of farmland?
It's not a matter of convenience that they want the right to do something with it if they want to do something with it. What's the difference whether it's one house or two? We're going to okay three with big lots up here in an RRO that's got 3 5-acre lots on it already.
Ms. Anderson.
Mr. Mosher says that what's the difference between one or two, but I think it's more, we're talking about more than two, right?
More than,
I looked at those parcels and we had the...
Oh, the chart, the graph that we had?
You know, we have a lot more than that.
Barb, the biggest reason I made that motion was to split the difference between one and three, and that's what you got right now. And one has not been acceptable by the ZBA, and you're never going to get a zoning ordinance written with that in there. We've tried for 20 years, and I don't know how many $1,000s, and if you're going to do it again... I'd sure as the devil like to get something passed instead of throwing away another $75,000 or $80,000 and a whole bunch of people's time.
The little diagram would indicate that the difference is never more than two. Right. Okay. Oh, sorry. It's never more than one. Okay. Any other discussion, comments? Chair would be happy to defer this until next month, assuming we would have a better quorum, particularly with the 1-for-40 issue.
Yeah, it was my understanding that Mr. Schrader had more comments to make on the issue last month, and we ran out of time, and I feel it would be better served to allow more comments on this before we move it on to the full board.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I move to defer.
Okay, motion's been made to defer, made and seconded to defer discussion of the draft goals, objectives, and policies until November. Ms. Monty?
May I make a request? I had a handout about 3 proposed revisions. May I distribute that this evening before that vote, or would you like that also to wait? 2 of the ones were similar to the Farm Bureau proposal this evening, and a 3rd was a clarification of policy 519. So I have a handout that I was prepared to distribute this evening for your review.
519 deals with what?
The policy that pertains to joint county and municipal review of discretionary developments proposed within the 1.5 mile ETJ. It's just a rewording of that policy to make it more clear.
Yeah, okay. I think that should be made available to all the members of ELUC.
Yeah, I think I would agree. I mean, obviously, I mean, if you've got it prepared, fine.
Yes.
And I think if you want to share that with these folks tonight and the rest can go in with a mailing, that'll work. Okay, so we're still dealing with a motion to defer. Is there any other discussion on that item? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. We have some serious work to do next month. Is there a desire to deal with stage four, or do you just want to defer that as well?
Are they, in your opinion, are they fully intertwined?
Well, again, I think it's the matter of, obviously, implementation follows from those goals, policies, and objectives. And again, if you would like a full house to make decisions on those, that would probably be the most prudent thing to do.
The way this weather is, you're not going to get a full house in November.
Well, you know, we can't sit on this thing forever, folks. And you know, and frankly, I think assuming we could have more of a quorum next month and we could deal with stages 2, 3, and 4 and approve and move that, all three of those on, it would certainly make for a more coherent, cohesive piece. I do need to hear a motion to defer.
Ms. Pearl.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Langenheim. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Next is the county planner contract for fiscal year 2010.
We'd like to defer this item, if we could, till next month.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer? Motion's been made and seconded to defer item 11. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed. That hunting and fishing show doesn't know how lucky they are. Okay. Item 12.
I'd move to defer that one, too.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to defer item 12. Is there discussion? Mr. Weibel.
Mr. Hall, do you think, knowing your knowledge of potential applicants for wind farms, is it okay to defer this another month?
Well, in fact, I wasn't actually going to make a request tonight.
Okay.
It was just an overview so that you're prepared for action in November. I really don't have anything for the committee to
okay.
act on tonight.
You have a, is there, oh, you have a handout. Okay.
So yeah.
You, okay.
Ms. Anderson. Hold on.
Even if we're not taking action, I haven't had time to read it. Would you like to highlight something for us, what you want us to think about? It seems like we came here for something, and I'd like to hear a little.
Point of order, the motion is to defer, so you really can't do that.
Well, let's stick to the motion to defer, and when we finish that, for discussion purposes, we can certainly get back to your question. Okay? All right. Is there any other discussion on the motion to defer? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Now, Mr. Hall, do you want to say something about that memo? You can talk about it.
Well, it's up to the chair's discretion. So, yes, you can do that, Barb.
Okay. Well, then, at the working with the county administrator, we sent out a request for qualifications for wind farm noise consultants. We the deadline for the initial response was today, and the three firms with Illinois offices that we had previously contacted, in fact, ended up submitting proposals. I haven't reviewed them with the administrator yet, but I hope that all three will move into the next phase. And the next phase is basically we're in hold until we get a wind farm application. Now, that should be sometime in November, and upon receipt of the application, we'll copy the relevant portions to the selected consultants, at which time they'll have 3 weeks to get back with a not-to-exceed estimate. And I would hope to bring those not-to-exceed estimates, share them with the committee, get a sense of how the committee would like to proceed. And then once we designate a consultant to proceed with the report, they'll have 3 weeks. And the real important point is the wind farm developer anticipates an application sometime in November. If we get the application by November 9th, the timing should work out beautifully with the public hearing starting in January. The public hearing cannot start in December, so it's starting in January, no matter what happens in regards to selecting a consultant. But if the wind farm developer doesn't get their application in until after November 9th, and I think there's a very good chance that's likely, then we're looking at some timing problems if ELUC is going to review the not-to-exceed estimates before we designate a consultant. Now, just as a point in fact, we actually got one not-to-exceed estimate, and it was, in fact, in the ballpark that we had discussed previously. So right now things are moving in the way we anticipated. The only glitch I can see is if the application comes in after November 9th, figuring out a good time for ELUC to review those before we actually move ahead is a kind of a tricky thing. You might want to consider having a special ELUC meeting, but we'll know more by November 9th, by your November meeting.
You got any applications other than that one at Royal for sure?
I don't even have the one at Royal yet, but the others aren't even suggesting when their application might come in. I received a recent call from one of the other developers. He wanted us to know that they are working on it. This was the one on the western side of the county. They're moving ahead, but they're not even suggesting when they might get their application to us.
Ms. Busey?
I just wanted to point out to the committee that Mr. Hall is taking a very professional approach to this, to the selection of a consultant to assess the noise with a wind farm application, which I believe is an advisable thing to do. I also want the committee members to understand that under Champaign County Board's purchasing policy, there's no requirement for him to do this. So he's doing his due diligence. But when it comes to engaging your approving the ultimate consultant to be selected, again, he's doing that as a courtesy. This does not rise to the level of anything that requires either county board committee or county board approval. So if the timing of it doesn't work out and it would require additional committee meetings, I just want you to be aware of that, because you could simply just leave the decision to the Director of Planning and Zoning based on the information he's received. This does not require your involvement. I commend him for involving you and letting you know what's going on, but you don't have to be part of this process.
Mr. Langenheim.
If we run into the scheduling difficulties that Mr. Hall has presented, would it be possible for us to have a special meeting to consider that of this committee?
Well, that possibility has been raised, but again, Ms. Busey's comments suggest that the committee does not have to be involved in the process. Mr. Hall can simply make the decision on his own.
But with due respect to Mr. Hall and greater respect to the structure of democratic government, I think the committee should be involved.
Well, we'll work toward that goal, but we'll see. Mr. Jones.
John, when you said it was in the ballpark, are you talking 3,000 or 4,000?
I think the ballpark we were talking earlier was 3,000 to 5,000.
Okay. And also, do you anticipate that we will still need to do avian study and another study? Are there other studies that we're going to have to do?
I got the sense the committee was really not interested in consultants for those, and in fact, I have not even been looking for consultants.
Okay. There was the avian study, and there was also a...
The decommissioning cost, and I think that's the one that we can actually get good, usable information from other counties about the cost they've been using.
So this is the only study we need to do. Okay,
yep.
Great.
Okay. So Mr. Hall has answered your question, so we'll see how things develop. Item 13, monthly reports.
I'd like to defer this item to next month. I did not get one prepared, sorry.
Okay. Any other business? God, this is a productive meeting. Okay. Nothing that needs to go on the consent agenda, and there will be nothing on the regular agenda either. Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Langenheim. Seconded by Mr. Mosier. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.